Let's bring in Pat Pagano. We can talk a little bit about the snow. Morning, Pat.
Good morning. Well, that was no surprise.
No, but the bear's back, my big mama bear around my house last night.
Well, isn't this the time of the year that they come out of their den?
They came out a little early this year. But like I said, the bear is so big, Pat. So big, I mean huge, that I think it is a female
pregnant.
Because it's big. It's big.
Wow.
The thing I love about the bear cams that I have is when they come, this one came within about 2.5 feet of the camera. But the camera was up high. You can hear them snort as they
walk. Really?
Kind of sounds like me after I've walked a little bit.
Well, you're really not going to like this weather forecast.
Let's get
this out front now.
That's why I'm talking so much, because I know I'm not going to like it. Go on.
I mean, he's not going to be happy, folks. But today, St. Paddy's Day, cloudy. I think there'll be some brightening. So I think we'll get some sun with the luck of the Irish, and that should help our temps to the low 50s. Tonight will be cloudy, 35 to 40. Now, we have a storm system in the southern plains right now. This storm system is going to cause a rash of severe weather today from portions of Arkansas through Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama into tonight. Not only will there be severe thunderstorms, there'll be, unfortunately, damaging, if not fatal, tornadoes. There are a couple of states right now that are already on emergency standby because of the potential. Now, this storm system will move across the Ohio Valley. We're not going to get severe weather out of it, but we're going to get rain, and some of the rain's going to be heavy. The rain's coming in tomorrow afternoon, and it will continue tomorrow night. We're thinking at least an inch of rain. Highs tomorrow 50, and here's the 1-2 punch. As a cold front drops down from the north and merges with this storm, the rain's going to change to wet snow late Thursday night. How late? After 1 a.m., which means Marshall will have the privilege of getting out into the snow Friday morning, when we expect, across our listening area, 1 to 3 inches.
What?
And that will end Friday morning. The skies will clear. The wind will pick up. Of highs of 35 to 40. So a good deal of that snow will melt. And then on Saturday, sunny and breezy, 45 to 50. Spring comes in at 5:37 p.m. Saturday. And on Sunday, we'll have sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. So it will be a nice weekend for the first weekend of spring.
Mid-50s, you say?
Yeah, on Sunday.
That's not too bad.
No.
Mid-50s. But 1 to 3 inches of snow won't be any more than that, though, right?
I don't think so. We have to take into account that it's going to be raining. It's going to be raining heavy prior to it changing over to wet snow. So, you know, the first half inch, 3/4 of an inch is just going to melt. So otherwise, you know, I'd say, 2 to 4. But my thinking is 1 to 3, and the 3 is much more likely in the higher elevations.
About above 1,000 feet?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's right. I'm right on the borderline there then.
Yeah. So, and again, you know, once the sun comes out Friday afternoon and the wind picks up, if you got 1 inch, you'll have nothing. If you got 2 inches, you may be down to 1, and so forth and so on.
All right.
So there's your great news.
Well, what the heck? Hopefully, it's the last of the year we have to deal with.
Well, don't count on it.
I know.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
Don't tell you why. You see something in your crystal ball?
I still see more cold air. When you have cold air, you can still have snow.
That's true.
So, yep.
So now Thursday night is when it's going to start to snow, like after midnight.
Probably after 2 a.m.
And then it'll snow into what time do you think on Friday morning?
I think it'll be out of here by about 8 or 9 o'clock.
All right, and so we'll say 1 to 3 inches, depending upon where you are, right?
Right.
All right. All right, well, what the heck?
What the heck? Now, did you hear, I don't know about this, did you hear about, got an email about this, got really got me panicked, I use the Seresto flea
No,
intake
it's not
for
true.
My dog.
It's not true. You keep using the Seresto. It's not true.
It's not true?
It's not true. It's not true.
What did you hear? Because I spoke to my vet.
Yeah. Our vet said it's not true.
My vet told me that they are, I can't get the word that you used, but it's a synonym for counterfeit.
Yeah, there's some people have produced fake ones, yes.
Right. So it's those that have been causing the fatalities.
Yeah, and that's why if you purchase them through...
a reputable person.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're okay. That's exactly right. It's not the real Seresto collars.
Right.
It's not the real ones.
Because I panicked. Oh, I mean, yeah. I've had it on Shirley now for 2 years. She hasn't even, thank goodness, she hasn't even had like any kind of a skin rash. They said that's the most common thing, you know, a skin rash. But, you know, and my vet said, she said, you know, you've had it on Shirley for 2 years. She says, you haven't had any kind of, you yourself, haven't had any kind of a reaction. I said, no. She said, so my thinking is that you're fine. She said, but if you want to replace it with a pill or anything else, just let me know. I said, okay, fine. But she said that, you know, the claim was for people who bought mock-ups.
Yeah.
I guess that's the word.
That's exactly right.
Of Seresto collars.
That's exactly right. If you've been buying real Seresto collars from the people that you buy it from, you're absolutely fine. I think it's people that ordered this stuff online. And you know what I mean? These companies can do these fake mock-ups and stuff like that. Where do you get your Seresto collar from?
The last one that I bought, I got it from a very famous online company called Chewy.com. And my vet told me that that's okay because they have their own pharmacist.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So you're okay, and Shirley's okay.
Right. And she told us to make sure you just check the number on the can. You check that number to make sure it's valid with the company.
Yeah, that's it. So you're okay.
Yeah. So anybody out there who has the same problem and it got frightened by it, well, hopefully Marshall and I shed some light on it.
Yeah, it's been the rumor that hit the internet on social media a couple of weeks ago, where people once again saw it. And they just put up, don't buy Seresto. And so one thing led to another, and it wasn't Seresto at all. So you're fine. Just as long as you know where you're getting it from and you know it's a reputable place.
Right.
And if you buy something that's Seresto and it's like half the price, you know it's not.
Up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You get what you pay for. You pay for it.
So true.
So anyway, I know tomorrow I gotta come out on Friday morning. I gotta come out in some slushy snow. And all right.
Yeah.
Well, what the heck, you know? It's sooner or later it'll be in the rear view mirror, Pat.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I think so. So what was I was gonna ask you another question, and it's just sitting here right in the back of my mind, and it has to do with TV. Oh. It has to do with TV. By getting this Discovery Plus network,
yeah.
I started watching a show that began, I think, in 2007. The first iteration of it ended in 2012, and then it was renamed. And it starred Kira Sedgwick, and it was a police drama, but it had humor in it. Every episode from the beginning is on there. And so I kind of binge-watched like six episodes yesterday. I don't know how I missed the show. It really is a pretty funny show, well put together, got some drama in it. I love all the actors in it. So I found something else to watch. Discovery Plus has been a great, they do a great job with it is all I'm going to say. I don't own any stock in the company. As a matter of fact, I pay so I don't see commercials, but it What a great app it is. That and Disney Plus. And now CBS has Paramount Plus. NBC has, what's theirs called? Something to do with Peacock.
Right. But more important, though, do you have HBO Max?
Oh, yeah.
Do you realize that on March 31st, do you know what movie they're showing?
Godzilla King Kong.
You got it.
Oh, sure. I put the indicator up there on there for me.
Yeah. Now, when does that actually hit theaters?
Same time.
So by having HBO Max, you have that benefit of seeing it at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have to wait 3 months or 4 months.
It's gotten good reviews, Marshall.
Yeah, they say one dies. I can't believe it. I can't believe that one of them dies. You can't kill off Godzilla. You can't kill off King Kong.
Well, listen, Marshall. You've been waiting for this movie for a long time.
I have been. I love Godzilla movies.
I know. I remember you saying, 2 years from now, we'll see it. Well, here it is. But they ain't changing it now because you said one of them can't die. It's too late now. It's in the can.
It's in the can, but I bet you a third monster comes out and they have to team up to defeat it. I bet you that's what's going to have to happen. Unless I'm wrong and it's going to end like the Avengers where Iron Man died and Robert Downey Jr., his contract ended and he didn't come back, but Godzilla and King Kong don't really have a contract.
So 2 weeks from today, ladies and gentlemen, Marshall will be at the edge of his seat. Can't wait to see that movie.
I've got surround sound. I've got all that stuff. People who live on each side of me are going to hear monsters roaring like crazy.
Yep.
And I know my Georgia has to be going deaf because she likes to sit right in front of the TV. She doesn't budge when all these sounds come. Doesn't budge. Unless she's just used to it. She might be.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway. All right, Pat. So don't worry about Seresto. We'll worry about the 1 to 3 inches of slushy snow for Friday morning, and we'll get through today with a fairly decent day.
Yep, and be safe, everybody. See you tomorrow, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.